Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Reactions continue over an intelligence report which notes Russian President Vladimir Putin directed cyber campaign to meddle in the November U.S. presidential election won by Donald Trump. President Obama appeared on the ABC News program this week.
The report is very clear. Number one, the Russians sought to interfere with the election process, that the cyber hacking that took place by the Russians was part of that campaign, and that they had a clear preference in terms of outcomes.
In the past, Mr. Trump has said he does not believe the Russians use computer hacking to affect the outcome of the election. Reince Priebus, who will be White House Chief of Staff when Donald Trump becomes president, told Fox News Sunday Mr. Trump believes Russians might have carried out cyber espionage.
He's not denying that entities in Russia were behind this particular hacking campaign. But let me just respond to your point, though. You say never have we had such a massive... Yeah, but here's what we have. We have the DNC as a sitting duck.
Priebus said the Democratic Party headquarters, the DNC, and certain party leaders whose email accounts were hacked prior to the election had computer systems that were not properly secured. Soldiers in Ivory Coast have ended a short mutiny after reaching agreement with the government on pay raises, housing, and promotion issues. Streets of the northern city of Bouake were reported calm after troops returned to the barracks. Troops elsewhere outside the capital, including the capital, joined in the protest. This is VOA News. Former Iranian President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82. Rafsanjani's son Yasser said his father was always worried about other people, and even until his death he was thinking of the people of Iran and what was best for them. Rafsanjani's death comes ahead of presidential elections in May, and some observers say it is a blow to moderate President Hassan Rouhani, who allied himself with Rafsanjani to win the 2013 election and went on to resolve Iran's long standoff with the West on the nuclear program. Rafsanjani's funeral will be held tomorrow in Tehran. Iran has announced 3 days of mourning, including a public holiday tomorrow, for Rafsanjani, who was president from 1989 until 1997. At least 4 Israeli soldiers were killed, several others injured, after a truck driven by a Palestinian slammed into them in Jerusalem. The truck driver, identified as Fadi Ahmed Hamdan Kondur of East Jerusalem, a police spokesman called it a terrorist attack, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it was likely inspired by the Islamic State. Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College said others may view it differently.
While the method seems similar to attacks by groups, notably Islamic State, I think it's important to contextualize this particular attack and realize that it comes in the context of this year, a 50-year Israeli occupation of East Jerusalem and the West Bank.
Sunday's incident ranks as one of the single deadliest attacks in a wave of Palestinian violence against Israelis that began in September of 2015. Russia and the Philippines considering joint naval exercises, a link that would advance Manila's move toward a multi-country foreign policy and a bulk-up of its military, while giving both sides a chance to stand up to the United States. Moscow sent a destroyer and a naval oil tanker to a port in Manila last week for a 5-day goodwill visit. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's statement in his spokesperson says he saw the Russian ship visit as a chance to strengthen naval relations. The spokesman went on to say an eventual signing of a Philippine-Russian Memorandum of Understanding would allow for military exchanges as well as joint exercises and student visits. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.